Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Could a released WWE star be coming back already? We'll talk on that in a moment. Plus, another state in America gets set to reopen its doors for professional wrestling, and we are tipping our hat to an Impact Wrestling star making a difference. For Tuesday, April the 21st, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So it's been nearly a week since the mass layoffs from WWE, and we're finally starting to see some of those involved in those layoffs sort of find their feet once again. We'll talk about some of the things that those guys have been up to in the podcast in a few moments' time, but one name could actually be returning to the company sooner rather than later. So a few of these names that were released last week, obviously there's a good chance that they'll find their way back to the company. I think the odds are at the moment that Heath Slater's going to spend the next year and a half getting absolutely stacked muscle-wise, getting some incredible independent bookings, and then coming back and becoming the WWE champion. I think they're calling it on Reddit the 3MB prophecy, which I'm fine with. But one name that could be returning sooner rather than later is actually Sarah Logan. Now,
excuse me, Sarah Logan. Earlier today, you tweeted out that you were going to be competing in the Women's Royal Rumble.
What about it?
Well, tonight you were defeated by the Queen Charlotte Flair, and there's a chance you may be face-to-face again with her in just a few weeks.
I hope so. Because when she goes home tonight, she wipes all that makeup off her face. She's going to see me. She's going to see every single bruise I left on her body. I may not have won that match tonight, but I sure as hell didn't lose the fight.
This is coming from Fightful, who say that a lot of people within WWE went to bat for Logan following her release, and they encouraged officials within WWE to reconsider their decision to release Sarah Logan. She is very well liked backstage at WWE, and there's a very good chance that she could be back with the company sooner rather than later. She was with the company since 2014, working on NXT until 17. And she was brought up to the main roster as part of the Riot Squad. Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan all started to cut their teeth as a faction there. No major championship accomplishments, but she can now officially say that she's main evented a pay-per-view, as she was in the main event of Elimination Chamber just this past February. So there's certainly name value to someone like Liv Morgan. And you know what? She's actually a really solid performer that hasn't really had, I don't think, enough chance to showcase what she can do. She wasn't the finished article when she was as part of Riot Squad, but sort of the work that she's been doing just before the release, I think, was some really solid stuff. And I'd like to see more. I mean, whatever happens, the artist formerly known as Crazy Mary Dobson, I'm pretty sure is going to land on her feet should she want to explore more stuff within independent wrestling as well. But it may not even come to that, because as we say, a lot of people backstage, big fans of Sarah Logan, and we could see a return for her sooner rather than later.
So goddamn hard to get to where I am right now. I do not take days off. Every day, I am training. I am bettering myself as a professional wrestler, as an athlete, as a human being. I guess I gotta come back and change things up a little bit.
Chris is awesome. He's as hot as it get, the type to drop you quick with a mafia kick. Got the hunger of a young lion, plus the eye of the tiger. Pummel you like he's a young Tyson.
So by now we're seeing a lot of those names that were released over the past week sort of coming online and starting to make headway of their own. One name that has been talked about a lot over the last 12 hours is the artist formerly known as Cassius Ono. Chris Hero has made it clear that he's coming back. He used the hashtag Chris Hero is back in a tweet yesterday, followed that up with a video showing some footage of him in WWE that was all shot in black and white, and then footage of him as Chris Hero all shot in color. So this very much marks the return of one Chris Hero to the independent circuit. This is exciting because you can tell with a lot of these guys, as we'll talk about them over in the weeks to come, you can tell that a fire has been lit under them once again. And we talk about this on the news fairly often, how so many of these guys are hired and then just sort of just kept on the bench. And a lot of them, it's great. And we see a lot of people give a bit of grief when people complain about their time in WWE, because everybody just assumes that because you're making bank, it means that you're happy. And whilst the money is phenomenal, I can imagine that the frustration is great for somebody who wants to ply their craft as a pro wrestler, not being able to do what they want to do. The money is great. Don't get me wrong. If I was a pro wrestler, I would hope to get a WWE contract for maybe a year or two, save it all up, and then go back to the independent circuit. I feel like that's the best strategy. But Chris Hero looks very much like he is. He has a fire in his belly once again. His most recent run, if you've been following NXT UK, has been really strong. And if you want a match from the artist previously known as Cassius Ono to watch, watch the World of Sport style match with Sid Scala that he has on NXT UK. They don't call it a World of Sport match, but it's the it's a wrestling rounds match. So it's an old school wrestling style match. And Ono was able to, along with Sid Scala, take that very old school style and get people invested in it. And it was compelling television. And I don't think it got enough love. So I can encourage you to go and watch that if you want some great work from Cassius Ono in NXT. But stand by for even better work. Now he's back on the independent circuit as Chris Hero. Meanwhile, AJ Styles was speaking on Mixer, very emotional about the loss of his friends from the WWE roster. So Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, two names that were laid off last week. And yeah, it sucks because AJ Styles and the Good Brothers were making progress as the OC, and they'd actually spent a lot of money on merchandise as the OC, which was now otherwise going to go to waste. But AJ, speaking on his Mixer channel, said that he will still be wearing his OC merchandise at least until after Money in the Bank. AJ says a couple of reasons. One, I love the boys and it's for life. The other reason is that I don't really have anything. I have the gloves, a lot of them with OC on them. They're just going to go to waste unless something crazy happens. I don't know what to do with them. You've had all this time and money invested in merch and getting yourself over in that regard, and then all of a sudden there's there's no need for it because you're 2/3 of the team are gone. Sending love, of course, to everybody that's been affected by all of this. But it's wonderful to see so many people bouncing back in so many different ways as well. We know that Mike and Maria Kanellis have been plugging that they're returning to the podcast world. The Mike and Maria show is coming back as part of the Fan Off podcast network. EC3 has been putting out a lot of stuff on Twitter about character development, which has been fascinating to see. And we've seen a bit of a ruck over t-shirts online as well. The artist formerly known as Zack Ryder published his new t-shirt, which is a very simple design that just says "not there." The Miz on Instagram posted, "and you made fun of my shirts," to which Matt Cardona responded with, "yeah, Mike, As the calls were coming in that your colleagues were losing their jobs, I quickly set up a pro wrestling tees store and got a logo out ASAP before I even got a phone call. Pro Wrestling Tees is a website where independent wrestlers can sell their merch. Independent wrestling is... never mind. I believe the comment is still visible on Matt Cardona's Instagram page. You can go and check that out for yourself. Obviously, Heath Slater's launched a brand new shirt that says I got fired, which is wonderful, wonderful work. I think everybody now has pro wrestling tee stores currently online. Drake Maverick has launched his t-shirt as well. In fact, Drake Maverick's tweets have been very intriguing. He's not so much focused on what's coming next. He is very focused on his matches for NXT. He's part of the interim Cruiserweight Championship tournament, and he posted a music video last night set to Living on a Prayer, like a nice acoustic version of Living on a Prayer, with the words "I'm not done yet." He's tagging in Triple H and Shawn Michaels, so he's very keen to make an impact with his final three matches in WWE. I'm really up for seeing Drake Maverick. I'm gutted that these matches are going to be held in empty stadiums, because you know for a fact that if this was held at Full Sail and Drake Maverick walked out at Full Sail, knowing what we know this week, the place would be alive for him, which sucks a little bit. But I'm excited to see Drake do his thing on WWE TV this week. Bring them out! So this comes from the Wrestling Observer. It looks as if another state is about to open up for professional wrestling. So Florida is back open if you are a wrestling company and you want to ply your trade there. Georgia is the next state that is likely going to be opening. Governor Brian Kemp told a news conference yesterday that gyms, bowling alleys, hair salons, barbershops, nail salons, and other similar businesses are opening from Friday. And he ordered hospitals to allow elective surgeries. And also, some restaurants and theatres could open up with social distancing guidelines in place. This is quite a big deal. This is one of the first places in America, I believe, to truly be getting... starting to get back to normal. The argument will continue as to whether this is too soon or not. I think many would believe this is too soon, but we will see. Now, AEW may very well be taping again in a couple of weeks. They are due to sort of run out on their tapings in the middle of May. They're taped all the way up to Double or Nothing. And Florida reopened, which gives them Daly's place in Jacksonville, which is where they've been taping quite a lot of their stuff for Dynamite. But also, if Georgia's reopening as well, that opens up options for them there. And it also opens up options for a lot of other wrestling companies who are keen to get back into the swing of things, even with empty arena shows or shows that have some social distancing in place. It's certainly an option for a lot of wrestling companies. So Georgia leading the way in getting things back to normal in America, at least. But hey, look, as we say, the argument will continue for a long time as to whether this is too soon or not. But if you're a wrestling promoter looking for somewhere to ply your trade and you can't go to Florida, this is an option. Money in the Bank continued to shape up on Monday Night Raw last night. We now know that Drew McIntyre will defend his WWE Championship against Seth Rollins on the show in May. This was obviously set up the week before this one, where Seth Rollins attacked Drew McIntyre at the end of Monday Night Raw last week. And now we're having the match. Drew McIntyre said on Raw that he didn't want Seth Rollins jumping through hoops to make the match happen, so the match is going ahead. Strong first opponent for Drew McIntyre. I think a lot of title reigns, the first title reigns at the very least, can quite often fall down due to a lack of a strong first challenger. We've seen it happen in the past, and this won't happen with Drew McIntyre. So Money in the Bank now shakes up like this. Obviously, the WWE Championship match between Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins is on the card, as is a Universal Championship match between Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt. I'm wondering whether this will be another Firefly Funhouse type extravaganza between these two. We will see. The SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line as well. Bayley will defend against Tamina. And then we have the two Money in the Bank ladder matches, the women's match featuring Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Nia Jax, and Dana Brooke so far, and the men's match featuring Aleister Black, Apollo Crews, Rey Mysterio, and Daniel Bryan so far. Both of these matches are set to be unusual affairs, since instead of it just being a standard ladder match in the center of a wrestling ring, the competitors will start at the very bottom of Titan Towers, WWE's headquarters in Stamford, and have to fight their way through the building to the roof, where they will retrieve the Money in the Bank briefcase. I am fascinated by this. I think after the Boneyard match and after the Firefly Funhouse match, I'm ready to see this. I think they'll pull off something quite memorable when they get to Money in the Bank. Also on Raw, Nia Jax dropped Kairi Sane in pretty gruesome fashion. Just throws her into the corner during their match on Raw, very unceremoniously dropping Kairi Sane, causing her head to whiplash off the bottom turnbuckle. It looked pretty nasty. Kairi Sane, back in December, only suffered, possibly suffered a mild concussion in her match at TLC. So this was particularly cringe-inducing to watch. Fightful agreed with me, tweeting out the video of the botch with the caption, "This was frightening." Many people condemning Nia Jax as well for carelessness in the ring. Nia Jax quote retweeted this, saying, "Since Kairi Sane can't do anything about it, maybe Ronda Rousey would like to try. Hashtag Samoan for real." It almost feels like she's defending her botched move from Raw. Very uneasy about that. Sami Zayn was conspicuous by his absence from SmackDown this past week. The Intercontinental Champion is fine, though. He tweeted out the following. "In lighter news, I had my wisdom teeth taken out last week, so I've been on an all-pudding diet for days, and now I am ripped to shreds." Sami Zayn recovering from a wisdom teeth operation. He'll be back next week, I reckon, with this new shredded pudding body. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is working on a new project for HBO with a pro wrestling theme. Variety reported this. Johnson is working on a series called Tree Count for HBO, which is going to follow the creation of a backyard wrestling promotion. The description says it focuses on Cassius Jones, a young dock worker and struggling pro wrestler who uses inherited life insurance money for startup cash and the deed to a shotgun house from his grandfather to start a hip-hop-centric backyard wrestling empire in Houston's Third Ward, with the help of his working-class family, neighbours and friends. Johnson's had a history, and very successful history, on HBO, of course, through Ballers. So I think they're keen to give him something else to do with a bit of a wrestling slant. Incidentally, on the subject of wrestling and the big screen, on the 1st of May, I think it is, The Princess Bride lands on Disney+.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We walked into Impact, we beat the DCC and made a statement. Then we came out, we beat Decay. We take our opportunity, man.
Everyone's saying, who's Reno Scum? Every time we've stepped in the ring, I think we've showed everyone exactly who we are.
Ground and pound, we'll grind your teeth.
Yeah.
That's the best tag team in the world. When we win those titles, that's validation.
Put knuckles up every single time, man. Put them right down people's throat. We make statements every single time. Oi, oi, oi. Pretty soon, everybody's gonna stop throwing garbage at us, and they're gonna start throwing all their money and their fists up saying, oi. It's gonna happen when we win them Impact Wrestling Tag Team Championships. It's LAX, Decay, Laredo, and Garza Jr. And then at the end, Reno Scum standing over all of them.
And finally, Impact-based news. Their show, Rebellion, is a two-week extravaganza that starts tonight. It was meant to be a pay-per-view, but then, of course, the pandemic shut Terminal 5 in New York, so that isn't happening now. Instead, it's going to be... it's so big, it's over 2 weeks or something like that. But I want to focus on one Impact Wrestling star in particular, Adam Thornstowe, who is one half of Reno Scum. And he... he posted a video that Impact Wrestling shared with an update on what he's been doing outside the ring. Take a listen.
What up, guys? It's Adam Thornstowe from Reno Scum. Just taking a little break at the hospital to let everyone know what I've been up to, and this is pretty much it. 40 to 60 hours a week. I've been down here in surgery just trying to help out my community and do my part. This is what I do besides from Impact Wrestling, and I try and juggle both jobs as best as I can. This quarantine I've been trying to take is a little bit of blessing in disguise. My wife's a healthcare professional as well, and we've been able to be home at night here and there and have family dinners with our son and daughter. So that's been kind of nice, trying to be as positive as I can, but being here at the hospital every now and then, it's just a little mentally taxing, so... You know, the days are long, the nights are short, but I've been able to be working on my Harleys with my kids. I've been on a bunch of motorcycle rides. I got into The Sopranos. It's no Sons of Anarchy, but, you know, I'd never seen that, so I've been able to watch those shows. But for the most part, I'm here putting on a brave face and doing what I can to help out. But I guarantee you, we're all going to get through this together. Reno Scum and Ace Austin are going to be kicking ass in an Impact Wrestling ring before you know it. So hope you're all staying safe, staying inside, washing your hands, telling the people you love that you love them, and stay safe out there, and I'll see you a lot sooner than later. Take care.
So that's Adam Thornstowe in his other job, working 60-plus hours a week for a local hospital. And during the pandemic, guys like Adam are... absolute heroes. So we send nothing but our love to Adam Thornstowe from Reno Scum. I don't think I want to call you Scum anymore. Doesn't seem appropriate. You're out there saving lives, mate. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Tuesday. A brand new episode of Raw Graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Me and you will go through Monday Night Raw, and we'll see what was good and we'll see what wasn't. We'll do that together. Also on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, they did it. The Monsters, they finally did it. A 24/7 championship ranked video is online now. Every single WWE 24/7 champion ranked. It's a labor of love if there ever was one, because it keeps changing. They've locked it down. It's happened. It's online right now, and it's for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Also on the podcast feed later today, Matthew Gregg and I are back with a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. And spoiler, we do a lot of belly laughing in this one.
It's such a striking visual. It's like this deer, if you didn't know any better, it was like this deer was making Steve Austin apologize. Or the deer is the wife of Steve Austin that stood by his side during surgery.
If you want to know what was killing us that much, you can find out on the Cultaholic podcast feed a bit later on today in a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye. Incidentally, if during the podcast you've heard clicking and sudden movement like that, I'm currently sat doing the podcast in the living room whilst distracting Pablo, my cat, with a laser pen. And he's just chasing the... And whilst you and I have been talking about wrestling... And there's my alarm going off. Whilst you and I have been talking about wrestling, I've just been moving the laser pen around the living room. Pablo's been having a lovely day. And now Pablo knows everything about wrestling being opened up in Georgia. So, well done, Pablo. Good boy. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.